If you were here for adult Bible study, we've been going through the Christian denominations, and today we talked about Reformed denominations, like Presbyterians. And one of their major confessions of faith, written back in the 1600s, is called the Westminster Confession of Faith, and a catechism for the kids. This is what kids learned back then. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, the first question asks, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Today, the third Sunday of Advent, is the third banner, but it's the shepherd's candle. So we've been singing about shepherds preparing for his coming. The mood is joyful news, so a lot of songs about joy. Characteristic is joy. The banner is rejoice, which in Latin, it's traditionally known as Gaudete Sunday, joy. So the name of the sermon is Gaudete in Rege, rejoice in the King. And the Advent readings so far that we've read today were from Psalm 146. That begins what is called the final Hallel, the final praise, as part of the great doxology. And some of the words, do not put your trust in man. There is no salvation in man. It's apart from God. Happy and blessed are those who help and hope in the Lord. And in fact, the end of the Hallel Psalms, the great doxology, is Psalm 150, which actually contains an error because it talks about joy and dancing. So there was an error in the Bible there. The epistle reading from James talked about patience, waiting for the return of Christ. We look around the world and we want him to come, as you know, evidenced by a lot of our prayer concerns. So patience until the Lord comes, his second advent. And as Paul, James says, it is at hand. We are to be prepared. And one of the things he said is no grumbling. And I'm looking at you people. And Mike used a word I would never use. Reprobates. And actually, all kidding aside, one thing I appreciate about this church family is the joy we have. You know, we have fun. And you people are not grumblers, despite what I think and say. No, we're a good group, so. And then in Matthew 11, Jesus is talking about John the Baptist has been thrown in prison. And so he is encouraging John the Baptist with, you know, scripture, Isaiah 35, the reading we'll look at here in a minute, Psalm 146, which was part of the reading. But the things Jesus is doing is what God did, was talking about doing in the Old Testament. And so he's encouraging, you know, in the darkness of prison, John the Baptist, you know, may have been having some doubts. And Jesus is emphasizing his importance, John the Baptist's importance, as the prophet announcing the coming of the Lord. And then he goes on to exalt those, us, the coming people of God, who are going to be in the kingdom. Well, who are these people? And that's what Isaiah 35 talks about, which in Isaiah 34 talks about the chapter before, putting your trust in man. Isaiah 35 says, no, you put your trust in God. And talking about the second advent, the second coming of Christ. You know, Christmas, first advent, but Jesus is coming again. And that is what we look forward to, the joy, rejoicing, the joy and his presence, God's presence in the kingdom. And he talks about a highway to God. And he uses words like the desert shall rejoice and blossom. And if you've been to Israel, Carmel, the plain of Sharon, and the Lebanon cedar, the cedars of Lebanon, known for their fertility. And so in that desert, which is pretty much the Middle East, but in Israel in particular, the blossoming of the desert, and, you know, picturing the coming kingdom. And so the highway of holiness, which a highway, Isaiah talks a lot about highways, a highway to and a from. And so the ransomed, Isaiah says, the people bought, ransomed out of slavery, will return to Israel and obtain joy and gladness. As a commentator, John Oswald, said, he has come to us on a highway so that we may come to him. And some of the truth of this, the word redeemed, those who are bought, those who are ransomed, bought and set free from the bondage. So some important words affiliated with that highway and what God is doing. And that then is, you know, in our singing, the songs today, joyful, joyful, we adore you. How great our joy. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. We lit the shepherd's candle. And so, like Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the lands. Come into his presence with singing, not dancing. Come with singing, for we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Well, you know, that Westminster Confession, what joy is being pictured? Do we trust in man or God? You know, the first Advent is all about, what is the purpose of Christmas? Do we need a Savior or not? Do we have hope? Do we have patience awaiting his second return? Are we encouraged? Do we truly believe that his coming is at hand, in the sense of that's the solution to all our world problems, you might say? A famous Christian writer, and he was a pastor, but his name is John Piper, wrote a book called Christian Hedonism. And people really got mad at that title. But he says, he, quoting the Westminster Confession, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to enjoy, is to glorify God by enjoying him forever. So he changed the preposition. How do we enjoy God? I mean, how do we glorify him? By enjoying him, by rejoicing in God alone. Then we don't grumble. His glory, you know, an example I've given you before, but on your anniversary, especially you ladies, you know, does it mean as much an anniversary where your husband says, it's my duty to tell you how much I appreciate, happy anniversary, it's my duty? Or it brings me no greater joy than to, you know, celebrate this anniversary with the woman I love. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. I like that statement. Psalm 16, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So on Gaudete Sunday, you know, the third Sunday, the pink candle, rejoice, the banner, the joy. Rejoice, gaudete in domino semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. The first Advent, the joy of God's provision for salvation, a highway from God. The Word became flesh, God's highway. And highways in the Middle East are worse than Colorado highways, but known for dangers and, you know, just winding unsafe until the Romans came along and, you know, straightened all the roads out and marched their legions. But a straight highway is a great picture of the security and the blessing of traveling from God. And then in the second Advent, the joy of God's presence with salvation when Jesus comes again, bringing the fullness of salvation where we can have a highway to God for eternity. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so what is the result? Especially for us, but also for the world, joy to the world. And that's what we are now going to sing.